And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, together with Susan Kochvar. You've been doing wonderful. You having a good time?
Thank you. Yes, I am, as always.
All right. And we are now joined in here because, you know, I need to be totally outnumbered. You know why? Because I am so much man. All right. And because of that, I need to be, it takes three women to outnumber me when it comes to movies. And the first one is Marie Chavez. Marie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, I hear that after our chick flick segment, you actually have watched a couple chick flicks since then.
I have.
Good for you.
And I enjoyed them. Let's see. The next one here, really quick here, is Corey Pate, my wife. How are you?
I'm fine. And yes, we did finally, ladies, we made an impression on his hardened heart. And I got to watch two chick flicks in the last 2 weeks.
And he got in touch with his feminine side?
No, not quite.
It was beautiful. You see, I was sobbing and sobbing, but that was before I watched them. I just knew they were coming.
The anticipation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least he didn't do the running commentary throughout the whole entire thing, which is a big improvement.
I do.
Yes. He writes his own dialogue.
I like to think I'm enhancing the movies.
No.
They're not that well written.
Do you do that in the theaters?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
You're one of those.
No. Only every great now and then do I interject a little line just to help my wife and get the greatest experience of that movie.
Now, quietly
I'm there
into
for
her
you.
Ear or announced for the whole auditorium?
quietly.
Okay.
I'm pretty quiet.
Otherwise, you need to come to the drive-in so nobody else can hear you. You can say whatever you want.
There you go.
I can't even see it there. Of course, Corey has me in the trunk.
Well, he'd be on the lawn chair outside, and I'd just lock the doors and enjoy my movie.
I know. It's so cold. It is so cold. But the food's good. Susan, you guys do
Thank
a great
you.
Job there. Yeah. By the way, I just want to ask you a bit, because last time we did chick flicks, this time we are doing guy movies that girls like too. And the reason I want to do this is because, folks out there, you all know you blew it on I was going to say Halloween, but to me it kind of is, on Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, buying all that stuff. Guys cannot do Valentine's Day. We can't. We're bad at it. And I know, folks, you blew it on Valentine's Day. You got the wrong candy. Okay? You watched the wrong movie. You did everything wrong. And now you got to make it up. Okay? Because we guys, we want to be wooed. We want you guys to do it right. And one of the big things I think that divides marriages is when it comes time to watch a movie.
That's accurate.
Am I right?
You are. And it's funny, my husband and I, when we were dating, we hardly ever would fight. But after a movie, if we had different opinions walking out of the theater, those were like our worst fights when we were dating.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And you won every one, didn't you?
I like to think so.
No man has ever won a debate with a woman. I'm just saying. I know I haven't.
No.
Yeah, it's gone badly. But, you know, if you were to think of all the times that you sit, do you guys have these, like, rows of movies at home?
No, we've gone
shelves?
All digital.
You've gone all digital.
Yep.
How about you, Susan?
Same, yeah. It takes too much space to have all those.
See, we still have them.
Yeah.
And when it comes time to watch a movie, we just stand there in front of it. And we have to decide, are we going to watch this movie? Are we going to watch this movie? And it is really hard picking, isn't it?
Well, it is. And a lot of times it's because the ones that we both really like, there's not that many. So we've watched them so many times, we can hardly even get through them anymore because we fall asleep or we lose interest and wander off.
Well, hopefully we can add to your list today.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, first of all, before we even get into this, I think, you know, so that the genders can kind of understand each other here, because I want us all speaking the same language.
Okay.
I think that's important. So we can be one, so we can be unified. I want to play a clip from a grand movie from way back called My Fair Lady.
Oh, yes.
And this is Henry Higgins discussing why can't a woman be more like a man?
Why can't a woman be more like a man? Men are so honest, so thoroughly square, eternally noble, historically fair. But when you win, we'll always give your back a pat. But why can't a woman be like that? Why does everyone do what the others do? Can't a woman learn to use her head? Why do they do everything their mothers do? Why don't they grow up, well, like their father instead? Why can't a woman take after a man? Men are so pleasant, so easy to please. Whenever you're with them, you're always at ease.
Would you be slighted if I didn't speak for hours?
Of course not.
Would you be livid if I had a drink or two?
Nonsense.
Would you be wounded if I never sent you flowers?
Never.
Well, why can't a woman be like you?
I'm telling you what, that gets me right in the heart. It touches me.
I love how Rex Harrison manages to be such a good singer without
ever singing. I know. And by the way, the funny part about that movie, of course, is by the end, she owns him.
Oh, yeah. She wins that battle.
It's also the original rapper, isn't it?
Oh, yes. There you go. Yes. Singing without a tune. I like it.
Exactly. But by the end, the funny part about the movie is that they are both growing hopelessly dependent on being with each other. Mm-hmm. Even though they're at war, he doesn't understand women at all, and she conquers him. And he's this brilliant, brilliant man. I just love the movie. Do you?
Well, the first time I saw that movie, I was unglued. I could not it was not a good thing.
You weren't ready for that?
No.
My gosh, how can you say that? I mean, never mind. Okay, folks, if we want to talk about movies, because once again, we're trying to heal the genders, heal the sexes. We're bringing unity in America. So we want movies that guy movies that girls like so that they can watch them together. All right. And that's what we're going to do after the break. And if you have any ideas, folks, here's how you let us know. You can call in at 303-477-5600. Help me out. I need some help. I'm losing already. And you can also send them in on the text line, the Rush to Reason text line, which is 307-200-8222. But first up, American National Insurance. Folks, with everything happening in Texas, it's only a matter of time before Colorado is next. Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance understands, and he'll make sure you have the coverage you need in unpredictable times. Give Paul a call at 303-662-0789.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Andy Pate and Susan Koshevar. We are your happy hosts today. We are now joined by Marie Chavez and my blushing bride, Corey Pate. Are you all ready?
So ready.
Are you ready for guy movies that girls like?
Oh,
can you do this? Can you unite the genders? Can you fix America?
One couple at a time.
All right, here we go. The first one, and by the way, pretty much all the ones I got, I'm cheating because they were sent in to me. This is one of those where I got more response on Facebook than any I've gotten in months.
I saw that. So many comments.
I know. So many people were saying, and which is really good because I have no idea because I always just lose the debate and watch what she wants, which is great.
You lie so much.
It's made such a successful marriage. Okay, here we go. My first one is going to be Top Gun.
I've never seen that.
That was on my list, actually.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, here's a quick 30 seconds from Top Gun.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. Is there something wrong?
Yes, ma'am. The data on the MiG is inaccurate.
How's that, Lieutenant?
Well, I just happened to see a MiG-28. We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
It's what?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Lieutenant.
All right.
That's a very famous line.
Yeah, and it's also a line we guys always use when we have no idea what we're talking about. You know, and I say it, I always say it just to show that I'm doing it for your safety.
Right.
What do you think? It's a lie.
Is that a young Tom Cruise that's talking?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you imagine that high voice?
Doesn't sound like him at all, does
it?
No,
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
But I have him in a lot of my movies on my list, so a Tom Cruise movie is a good bet. Guys and girls will like it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And what is the big scene that girls like to watch in that movie? Girls like beefcake. They like the hunks. It's the volleyball scene.
Oh. Shirtless, yeah. I'm guessing.
Yes. Richard, John, and I have always bemoaned the fact that none of us were called to do that scene. They left us out. Okay, so Top Gun, folks. That's the first one up. That is a movie guys and girls can watch, come together, and have some fun. Next one, Marie.
So I roughly divide guy movies into two categories, and this is just based on my husband, so I'm sorry if I'm trying to speak for all guys here, but he either likes violent bloodbaths or stupid comedies.
No, that's all guys here.
Okay, good. Not just him. So I'm going to go with one that is in both. It is both a violent bloodbath and a stupid comedy, Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, 2016.
Oh, yeah.
So funny. Now, very crass. It is rated R for a good reason. Mm-hmm. But I die laughing at Ryan Reynolds. He's a riot.
He is funny, isn't he? He is. That guy has a delivery with a line that is so good.
It's very personable, and he's always breaking the fourth wall, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of genres, I think, that actually go with both sexes. And the one you mentioned, we just mentioned, is one of those. So comedy. And the other thing is Halloween movies also.
May I jump in for a second? Because we're listening right now to Susan Koshevar, who runs a theater. So you know the movies where you see them both come in together.
That's right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So one would be Halloween movies, too.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would be an example of a Halloween movie?
Oh, It, any of those.
Oh, yeah, thrillers.
Thrillers, yeah.
Men and women both like those.
Yeah, they both like those. And, you know, then the guy likes them because the girl sits close. And, you know, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's shrieking.
You're not supposed to let that out.
Oh,
no, please.
It is
like
so
we
true.
Don't know that.
Oh, I loved it. When we were dating, man, take her to a scary movie and suddenly... she needed me.
I don't do well with scary movies, especially dark things jumping out at you. Oh my gosh, just no.
We would walk out the door. She'd still be clinging to my leg. It was hard to walk going out to the car. She was just terrified.
I can relate to that.
I got so much affection during those things. Yeah. Like Silence of the Lambs, I think would be a good example of that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Corey, Blushing Bride, you're up.
All right. Well, one that we have watched way too many times is Con Air.
No, we haven't. Not too many times.
Well, we can quote the whole entire thing, forwards, backwards, and inside out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's the Bible. There's Con Air. There are things in life that you need to learn to quote, you know, because it guides your life and makes you a better person.
Okay. All right. Well.
Seems a little blasphemous.
Just a bit.
And it's a lie.
Well, Nicolas Cage has long hair, kind of like Jesus, but he's not Jesus.
That is a great movie, isn't it?
It is. It's one of my favorites as far as guy movies go.
It's fun. It's a thrill ride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is one that I got. Just a sec here. I want to credit the name here. Credit the name. This is from a woman, Carrie Hill. Carrie Hill. Carrie, if you're out there, I'm using your movie here. Aliens.
Oh, yeah. See, that one's a little too violent for me.
Mm-hmm.
We better get back because it'll be dark soon and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
Actually, that was my wife talking about Antifa.
Good Lord.
But that was also from the movie Aliens, and she was so adorable, the little girl in Aliens. She was so good. And Sigourney Weaver, in my view, pioneered the new kind of female hero.
She was good.
Violent, tough, very feminine.
Iconic.
And protecting the girl like a mother bear. And just iconic. And it seemed like, and Susan, you tell me, after that came out, didn't you see a lot more, like Linda Hamilton in Terminator. Didn't you see a lot more women playing that kind of role?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The strong defender, for sure.
Yep.
So she paved the way to unify the sexes. Good job, Sigourney Weaver.
She did it for all of us. Okay, next one up. Go ahead, Marie.
Now, I have seen the Alien movies. There's a lot of them, and most of them were too much for me. But I actually really liked Prometheus. It's like a prequel to Alien.
Oh, that was so gross, though.
I mean, yes, but it was a good story. It was interesting.
It was.
The world building and the premise. So 2012, Noomi Rapace is the main actress. She was super, super good. So I liked Prometheus.
I thought she knocked it out of the park. I really did. Now, I got to be honest. Prometheus was so gross, it was hard for me to watch.
What was gross?
When the tube things are going through the guy.
Oh, yeah. Into his mouth. I did not like that scene. I do remember that.
So just so you know, folks, tube things going through people's bodies, you know. Just want to warn you on that with Prometheus. Not the first thing you want to think about. But Marie likes it.
Yeah, I liked the story. It was interesting.
No, actually, I thought it was really well done, and the special effects were unbelievable.
It was.
Incredible.
The aliens were pretty cool.
Okay, Marie weighs in with Prometheus. Susan, you are up next.
So for unity of the country and unity of the sexes, how about Independence Day?
Oh,
Independence
yes.
Day
yes.
with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
something
yeah.
for everyone there and winning, and it's great.
And that is, you know, that really is a guy movie because I've never met a guy who didn't like it.
Right.
Ever. You know, and Will Smith and what was the name of the other guy? Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their chemistry was amazing. And the way they drove it, they were so funny. The action was incredible. Lots of explosions. I like that. And just so you know, we guys, if the movie takes longer than it took to write it, we lose interest.
Mm,
And I think in Independence Day, they accomplished that. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good. The visually, it was so good with that big spaceship on the screen and the crashes, and it was fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, Corey, you're up.
Okay, so I think another one that we've watched quite often is Shanghai Noon.
Mm. I love that
Owen
one.
Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan. Oh, my goodness. How hard do we laugh, even though we've probably seen it 50 times?
We laugh hard.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is a guy flick because it's a buddy flick,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a buddy flick. And Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson are hilarious together.
They have amazing chemistry.
Yes, I agree. Agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, we all
Absolutely.
Agree?
Absolutely.
Okay. The next one up, I'm going to go to something just a couple years ago. It's disgusting. Do not bring kids to this movie, even though it's about kids. Good Boys.
Oh,
okay, that was where the little kids were had potty mouths. Yeah,
right.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels, but it is absolutely hilarious. And it's basically these little kids. What were they about?
They were 12.
Yeah, they were about 12. And they were talking about all kinds of things that they didn't understand because these are adult things, and it was hilarious. With them trying to figure that out.
It was surprisingly heartwarming because it was such an accurate portrayal of being a kid, and it made me remember what it was like to not understand the world.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was just funny. It was laugh out loud funny. In fact, it was the funniest movie of its year. I think it was 2 years ago.
Oh, I was in pain. I was laughing so hard. I felt like I needed to go to confession afterwards, even though I'm not Catholic, but oh my goodness.
I have never seen Corey laugh that hard in a movie. I have not.
It shouldn't be funny watching small children swear, but it is.
It was.
Well, in the scene on the bike where he hits the delivery truck, I thought I was going to bust into.
Really quick, before we move on there, physical humor. Does that play better to guys or girls, or does it matter? It seems to me like physical humor works better with women. I mean, both genders like it, don't get me wrong. But women really seem to love physical humor.
See, I was going to say the other way around. The slapstick comedy with people hitting themselves in the head, like in Dumb and Dumber, I think that is a guy thing.
Yeah, I agree. Just like the Three Stooges tends to be a man's thing.
Because it's funny to get hurt and be in pain.
Yeah.
For guys. I don't think that's funny personally, but.
No.
Except for, okay,
Why
Jim
not?
Carrey.
Why
Jim
are
Carrey.
You so closed?
I know.
Jim Carrey. Okay, Jim Carrey and
He's
Liar
He's kind
liar.
Of the ultimate example.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Liar, liar.
Hitting himself in the head with a toilet seat in that bathroom scene of Liar, Liar. Doesn't get better than that.
It was hilarious. Okay, Marie, you're up. Let's go through one more time, then we're going to go to break.
Okay, so this is a chick flick that was remade into a guy movie, and I absolutely loved it. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies from 2016 with Lily James.
I'm writing that down.
Amazing. I have a thing for zombie movies. They're funny to me, and it's literally the same plot as Pride and Prejudice and mostly the same script, but they're fighting zombies the whole time.
That's awesome.
So they're still trying to find a husband, but also... kill the odd zombie.
And by the way, Lily James is just a terrific young actress.
She's my favorite modern actress.
She's awesome. She really is. Okay, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Once again, folks, we are uniting the genders. We are fixing what you messed up on Valentine's Day. Okay, Susan, you're up next.
Okay, well, how about Dark Knight? I think there's something for both sexes in that. I mean, there's the, you know, just the sleek sexiness of Bruce Wayne and all his wealth and just, I don't know, just well-filmed and... great Liberty theme, too.
I agree. And it's Christian Bale, which we all know.
Yeah, I was going to say. Corey will like that.
Yay.
And it's just such a great acting performance from Heath Ledger, too.
It is.
There's never been a better Joker.
Totally agree.
He was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. In fact, he was mesmerizing. Every time he came on the screen, you just wanted to hear what he was going to say next.
It's a little bit of a rough movie, but I didn't mind because the story was so gripping.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Great, great idea. Great one there, Dark Knight. Okay, Corey, you're up next.
How about A-Team?
Yes.
With Liam Neeson? Oh, my goodness. That one is fun. It's the comedy and the action and pretty unbelievable at points, but it's just one of those fun movies that you can get lost in and cheer for the good guys.
Liam Neeson's another one like Tom Cruise, where if he's starring, it's a good chance a guy and a girl both like it.
You're right.
Yeah.
It was. I thought that was one of the funniest movies I've seen. I mean, that was just laugh out loud funny.
Well, Bradley Cooper stole the show so many times, too.
He did. He was terrific. Well, what about the guy who played, who's
I
a really funny guy?
I always
forget his name. Totally forgetting. Folks, if anybody knows the funny guy from A-Team, please call in 303-477-5600. I cannot remember his name. Gosh, he was so funny. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we will do more guy flicks that girls like too. But first, Roof Max. Folks, not only are roofs expensive, but roof damage can cost you big time in home repairs. So call Dave Hart at 303-710-6916, and he'll show you how Roof Max extends the life of your roof for 5, 10, even 15 years at a big savings over replacing it. That's Roof Max at 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, Susan Koshvar, Marie Chavez, and Corey Pate are all here together. We are all one. We are drawing the sexes, the genders together.
Thank you, President Biden, for leading the way.
Don't you dare. Oh, gosh. Good thing I haven't eaten recently. All right. Yeah, but you know what? We did do something. We fixed Marie's flailing marriage. You didn't even know it was
hanging
flailing.
On by a thread.
It was hanging by a thread, but now she knows that she and her husband are going to rent the A-Team.
Tonight, Friday night, we're not going to fight about what movie we're going to watch. I'm so prepared.
There you go. And it was Murdoch. We finally remembered his name.
Murdoch! He's the funny guy in A-Team. Oh my gosh.
How could we forget?
He is hilarious. He is fall down funny. Okay. Speaking about fall down funny, here's a movie that guys all love. And yet every girl I know likes it too. Tommy Boy.
Yes.
They all yes.
Unanimous.
Oh my gosh, I've never felt so popular. Yes, Tommy Boy with Chris Farley is fantastic, and that's a guy movie, guy, you know, buddy on the road type movie. But oh my gosh, I've never seen Corey laugh that hard, except maybe at Good Boys.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my all-time favorite movies. The scene in the car with the deer. Oh, you want to die laughing. That is a good way to go.
And it's one that women don't expect to enjoy, and then they do, which is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Yes. They just find themselves giggling and giggling.
I mean, Chris Farley's a legend.
He is. Okay. Marie, you are up next.
So this is actually uniting not just wives and husbands, but children, too. This is a kids' movie from 2020, Sonic the Hedgehog. My husband and I have watched this like 5 times.
Really?
We don't even have kids, and we loved this movie.
Okay. That's a guy movie, though?
I mean, Jim Carrey is hilarious in it. And guys are the ones who played the Sonic video game growing up.
You know, computer game. That's a good point. That is a very good point.
Kind of like Detective Pikachu. The guys all liked Pokemon growing up, and so they liked the movie, even though it was a kid's movie.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Susan.
Okay, how about this one? An Officer and a Gentleman. Military theme. I think guys like that. And then...
Is that Richard Gere?
Yeah, Richard Gere.
And that's got a lot of inspiration in it, right?
It does, yeah.
Which women like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to be inspired.
Good example. Corey, you are up next. The pressure is on. They are doing very well.
All right. Well, one that I know you absolutely loved, and I honestly was fearing for your health in the theater, was Team America.
Yes.
I don't know any guy conservative on the conservative side of the world who doesn't absolutely love that movie. And I do have to admit, it is funny. But he was curled up in a ball, hugging his knees, crying. He was laughing so hard, and he couldn't breathe at one point.
I was.
It's true.
You were preparing to do CPR.
I honestly was starting to wonder if I needed to go out and get somebody, because he was not breathing.
I was laughing so hard that I literally did not know what to do.
I'm guessing that got a lot of stars in your movie review afterward.
It did.
About 20.
That's 20-star movie. And by the way, Richard and John absolutely love that movie. Have you all seen it?
I have not, but now I need to because I need to know what made Andy cry.
It's disgusting.
It's South Park.
It's so. Wrong. Okay, it's okay. South Park with marionette.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I know what
to
expect.
The little dolls.
Yes. Just be
did
prepared.
Did you see it, Susan?
No, I did not see that one.
Wait, is this the one that you played the clip of Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I know what to expect now.
Yeah, and if you want to see a lot of Hollywood stars meet very untimely deaths.
Rory, I'm so
Rory.
There's a scene with the Panthers that you're just going to love.
Okay. Yes. So there you go. Scene with the Panthers. Yes, I agree. Okay, before I go up next, let's bring up Michael. Michael, I need a guy to help me out here. I'm outnumbered. Give us some movies.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Corey. Long time no see.
Hello.
So, Andy, I know you're going to argue with me on this one, but I'll explain my reasoning. Ever After is a guy movie.
You commie.
Every woman should love this movie.
You commie.
Here's why.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's why Ever After is a guy movie. Number one, it's got beautiful actresses like Drew Barrymore. Number two, it's got slapstick comedy. It's got suspense. It has sword fights. It has shrieking. And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, it has psychotic women trying to murder other women. Those all fall in perfect line to other guy movies out there.
We do like, hey, you know, Michael, we do like watching the cat fights, don't we?
Yes. I'm like, what? Psychotic women is something guys
especially,
like?
Especially psychotic women trying to kill each other.
Actress in the movie because they're both bad guys. I love that.
Charlie, I need you to weigh in. What do you think? Ever After, have you seen it? Did you like it? Okay, Michael, it's a winner.
Wow.
You nailed it. Do you have any more?
There we go. I also was stuck on that when I'm focused on trying to get around all these nut jobs trying to drive home on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, do be careful. There are a lot of them out there, Michael. Oh. Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's okay. They can't miss me. I'm in a 24-foot box truck, so.
All right, sir. Is that all? Okay,
well, thanks, guys.
We're going to let you go. Thank you so much. That was a good one. Ever After. I still think that's more of a chick flick because it's based on Cinderella.
I would have thought of it, but I think I'm convinced.
But
Michael,
it's more of a guy-themed Cinderella. What do you think?
Yeah, she's got attitude, and she stands up for herself, which I loved.
Okay, a good crossover. Good. Nice job, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna go back a ways, and this clip is now a minute long. I'm going to warn you. All right, so it's a bit long.
Okay.
And this is from the movie City Slickers. Okay, and this is a guy movie all the way. It's these guys who are trying to get away because they've lost their way in life, and so they decide to go out to a dude ranch and basically learn how to be cowboys. Remember this? And stars Billy Crystal. Go ahead, Ann.
Oh, it's been a while.
Right. Well, one of them, Billy Crystal's kind of a depressing guy. In this scene right here, he is at his kid's school giving a career day speech and talking about life to the kids, and they were hearing from all these fun people like, you know, a mechanic and, you know, astronaut and all this kind of stuff. Then they hear his dad, and he explains life to the kids. Here's about a minute long.
Value this time in your life, kids, because this is the time in your life when you still have your choices. And it goes by so fast. When you're a teenager, you think you can do anything, and you do. Your 20s are a blur. 30s, you raise your family, you make a little money. And you think to yourself, what happened to my 20s? 40s, you grow a little pot belly, you grow another chin. The music starts to get too loud. One of your old girlfriends from high school becomes a grandmother. 50s, you have a minor surgery. You'll call it a procedure, but it's a surgery. 60s, you'll have a major surgery. The music is still loud, but it doesn't matter because you can't hear it anyway. 70s, you and the wife retire to Fort Lauderdale. Start eating dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have lunch around 10, breakfast the night before. Spend most of your time wandering around malls looking for the ultimate soft yogurt and muttering, how come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call? The 80s, you'll have a major stroke. You end up babbling to some Jamaican nurse who your wife can't stand, but who you call mama. Any questions?
What on earth?
Career day. And all these little kids are looking at him lost. They're almost crying. he's explaining their life that is coming up. That's Billy Crystal in City Slickers.
Yeah, that one was a great movie. We played that one.
That was it did well too.
Oh yeah.
I remember, man, it just rocked.
Yes.
Okay, City Slickers. Maria, made it hard on you. I just hit a home run. What do you got?
Well, this is one that's both a war movie and a really great romantic love story and a true story, Hacksaw Ridge 2016 with Andrew Garfield.
I heard war movie.
It's very violent. It was a little much on the violent side for me, but his sweet love story, which is it's based on a true guy who was a conscientious objector, but he ended up becoming a medic even though he refused to carry a gun and was one of the most heroic people on his team. Anyway, it's a great movie, very inspiring.
Now, wait a minute. Conscientious objector, and yet this is a guy flick?
Yeah, it's amazing. He's so heroic. And the war scenes between in the trenches, oh my gosh, it's just so brutal to watch. It makes you appreciate the people who came before us and fought for this country.
You see, I am totally different from him. I'm the opposite. I would be carrying a gun while running away.
Right. He's not who you'd think of as your typical hero.
Oh, okay.
Good grief.
No, actually, that movie did very well. Hacksaw Ridge had great reviews, was very well received, and you're right. Everybody can watch it and enjoy it. Susan, you're up.
Okay, so I don't know how the other ladies will feel about this, but I like anything with Vin Diesel. So all the Fast and Furious series, he is very easy on the eyes.
Okay, and I have watched those movies recently for the first time. I was surprised at how fun they were.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they're stupid. I'm not, you know.
Okay, just a quick question. Did both of you, as soon as you left the theater, did you shave your head?
No.
I'm just saying, you know, to be a little like Vin.
I don't want to look like Vin Diesel. I just want to look at him.
Yes.
Big difference there.
See, we guys, we're totally different.
Well, you have to work out a bit more if you want to look like
Vin. Oh, takedown. Takedown.
Wow.
I am not going to look like Vin Diesel. I do wish I did, by the way. And really quick here, since we bring up Vin Diesel, an actor who, by the way, John Rush hates.
Oh.
With a passion.
Big time.
Because he just doesn't understand. You see, he doesn't understand. Okay, has anybody but me and my wife, have either of you two seen Pitch Black, his first movie?
No.
Nope.
His first movie, interesting.
Did you like the movie Aliens? Scorny Weaver, Aliens, those aliens?
Yes.
Okay, if you liked Aliens and you like Vin Diesel, you got to see Pitch Black because he fights these alien monsters on a planet where they are all stranded and they come out at night. And it is a very good movie. It's not very long. It's tight. It's thrilling. It's pulse pounding. And Corey never wants to watch it.
Well, I don't like things jumping out at you in the dark.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
But it is good. It's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, it's well written too, isn't it? Good story.
Yeah, good characters.
Whole thing.
Maybe I'll open with that since we're playing old movies again this season.
There you go. Pitch Black. Mm-hmm. Bring back the Vin.
Yeah.
All right.
He does well.
Corey, you're up.
All right, I'm going to do one that some people probably haven't seen. It stars Edward Norton, who I know is one of your favorite actors, Andy. The Score. It's a heist movie. And if you want to see a fantastic performance by Edward Norton, he plays a mentally handicapped young man. And he's not at all. And so then he just totally pulls off this incredible heist.
Mm.
It's really impressive. What a performance. And by the way, who is the star? Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrific in that role. Go ahead, Marie.
Well, heist movies are a fun crossover genre. That makes me think of Ocean's 11, which is another great crossover guy-girl movie.
Okay, we were going to go to break, but we're going to reel through. Let's do one each really quick here and then go to break, because that one brings up one I got to say, The Italian Job.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Italian Job is a guy movie, all the way that girls love. Am I right?
Even a woman can appreciate those car chases.
Oh, yeah.
They were.
Well, Charlize Theron, man, she can drive.
She's awesome.
Yeah, Charlize Theron was terrific in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not as good as she was in Mad Max.
Whatever. Get off that movie.
Why don't you understand me?
Because it's a dumb movie.
That is not a crossover. I saw Mad Max and did not like it.
Thank you. Hate that movie.
You people, you know,
You and John can go watch that.
I liked it, Andy.
Did Susan. You like it?
Yeah. I like all of those.
There we go. No, it's okay. I don't mind liking the bad movies now and then. I do understand that, you know, God made men first because he was practicing. And he got it right with women. And so, you know, I understand when you guys like the movies, they're the better movies. I can accept that.
Okay, I like that better. I've always heard Eve ate the apple, so we get blamed. But I like yours better.
No, he was practicing on us. He almost threw us away, but Eve said, no, I'll keep him around. I need the work done.
Well, we need somebody to lift heavy things.
Yeah, open jars. Mm-hmm. Eve was big into opening jars. Okay, Marie, you're up next.
I mean, all the Terminators are fun. Mm-hmm. Hard to go wrong there.
Linda Hamilton, she was wonderful.
And I've even liked all the remakes. I thought the remakes have been really fun of the Terminator. And, of course, Arnold has to reappear every single time. No matter how old he gets, he's still awesome.
The recent one, he was funny.
Oh, yeah. He's gotten to be a pretty... He's a funny actor.
Yeah.
He didn't used to be.
No. He used to just say his lines, but he's gotten a lot funnier. His timing was really good in the last one. All right, Susan, you're up.
So, kind of along those lines, The Matrix. I liked all series, too.
Those are very enjoyable.
That is so true because, everybody's wearing black and they're going around guns. We need more guns. That
they
is
look
very
sleek,
guy.
The style. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
Totally guy movie thing, and girls love it. See, folks, we are giving you stuff you can watch together. Your relationship is saved. Speaking of saving relationships, Corey,
you're
up next.
I love the new Mission Impossible movies with Simon Pegg. And, they're great because they're really good stories. They're thrilling, but they're funny, too.
Good choice.
Now, I was going to ask about those, because are those guy movies? Because I love them so much, I'm worried they might be a chick flick. Andy?
They're guy movies.
Okay, good.
They're ours. We let you go in if you ask. Okay? They are very, very, very much guy movies. No, they're for everybody, and they are wonderful. And do you have a favorite? I think Ghost Protocol is probably my favorite. I love that one.
Yeah, probably.
The third one, I don't remember the name of it right now, but the first scene is his person that he loves has her brain explode inside of her head, and they're on a helicopter.
So that's what you get into, huh?
Oh, so intense.
Okay, so basically any movie where the girl's head explodes right at the beginning is a seller for Marie.
It was because of the emotional context, Andy.
Oh, okay, so if it has emotional context while the woman's head explodes,
then somebody's
at the
brain can explode.
All right, what about 7, where Gwyneth Paltrow gets beheaded at the end?
Well, what's the movie with... Oh, man, now I can't think of the
name. By the way, I've always said that every movie needs that.
A head exploding?
No, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I won't argue with you there.
I'm not a big fan of Gwyneth.
What?
You know what? She's really good in some movies, but I find her to be pretty boring in some others.
Emma. She was so good in Emma.
Gosh.
She's good in Iron Man.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm hearing too much pro-Gwyneth stuff going on here. My manhood, I'm losing it right as we speak. Let's go to break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about, what is it now? Guy movies that girls like too. But first, Barber's Foods. Look, folks, we've all bought cheap meat at the store. You make it, it's okay. The next day, you forget what you ate. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, you forget it. You literally will ask people, what'd you eat? And they'll say, I honestly forget what I had last night for dinner. Well, try something better. Barber's Foods. Grass-fed, without the hormones. Barber's is something you rarely find at the store. Memorable. Call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. Try Barber's Foods today. You won't forget it tomorrow.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
And by the way, folks, for all of you who are wondering, that was Marie Chavez reading that ad. Well done.
Thank you, Andy.
My wife, actually, she uses your voice every time she tries to sell me on doing something.
Am I persuasive?
It works pretty well.
Okay, good.
It works pretty well.
I'll take it as a compliment.
But next up is Purefoy Chevrolet. Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. the financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purifoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purifoychevrolet.com or give Purifoy a call at 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, Susan Koshevar, Marie Chavez, and Corey Pate. I am outnumbered. Someone must help me. I know who could help me. Craig from Wheat Ridge is on line one. Craig, help me out here.
Hi, Andy and guests. I've got one I think that appeals to both men and women. That would be True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yes.
Awesome
sure.
example. And by the way, Craig, we had somebody who I was going to bring that up. Antoinette Smith, who, by the way, teaches messaging at CCU. She also said True Lies. That is a funny movie, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some action, some humor. You have Tom Arnold in it. Not I'm a big fan of his, but Jamie Lee Curtis in her prime, definitely in her prime. And, of course, Arnold, I would guess, is probably in his prime as well.
So you're talking about the bedroom dance scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So am I.
Where she's That's where she's dancing for her husband, but she doesn't know it's her husband.
Exactly.
That's the best way right. to reunite a marriage is to become contract killers with each other.
Exactly. And yeah, Jamie, that's a lot of these actors or actresses will have one scene that you'll never forget, the imagery that you will never forget, and that was hers.
And then how about Predator? I don't know if that's too much macho for women to enjoy, but definitely a group of men that were just there to show muscles the whole time.
No, I want to put this out to the group. That's a good one because, Craig, I love Predator. You love it. John loves it. Richard loves it. We all love it. Girls, what do you think of Arnie in Predator?
That was a tough one. I thought about putting that on my list because I've seen all of them with my husband.
Did you like it?
The scene where he rips somebody's spine out was a bit much for me.
See, I thought that was romantic because he was doing it for a woman.
I liked him painting himself in mud and camouflaging and hiding. Like, that was very cool and exciting. But, yeah, the spine ripping out, I don't know.
You know, I do that going into stores so the salesman won't bother me.
Oh, what do you do?
Paint myself in mud. It's a great camouflage.
You rip somebody's spine out?
I loved it.
No, I haven't ripped the spines out yet. I I'm not like Craig. You know, Craig's a little, he's more of a real man. Craig, that's a great example. I loved it. I think the girls like it, too. Am I right?
Yeah, I can't remember. It's been so long, but I remember.
Yeah, I liked it.
It works.
It.
You did, Susan.
I did like all those action-packed movies.
Craig, you're a winner. That's two home runs. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Okay, guys, you know what? He just took one of mine with True Lies. So I'm going to go in a little different direction here. Hellboy.
The original or the remake?
The original.
Yes.
The remake was boring. Okay. But the original Hellboy with Ron Perlman was very, very, you know, manly, but it was funny. Mm-hmm. And I noticed when not just with Corey, but in the audience, a lot of the girls were really enjoying it. Am I right?
I think that's another good crossover genre, and that's comic book based movies.
Yeah.
I think can be enjoyed by both men and women. So I would say, yes, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Marie, you're up next.
So this was probably my favorite movie from 2016 starring Ben Affleck, The Accountant. Have you seen that one?
No.
He's autistic, but he's an assassin, and he's very compelling. Ben Affleck isn't always my favorite, but he's really good in this movie.
Okay.
And Anna Kendrick is his co-star, and they have a very fun relationship.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Okay, Anna Kendrick's best movie. Would it be Pitch Perfect?
That's kind of her classic.
Yeah.
Like you said, with Jamie Lee Curtis in the bedroom dance scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Susan, you're up.
So how about we go to Mel Gibson in Braveheart? I think, you know, they're winning the war and they're fighting. And then, you know, there's Mel Gibson and there's a girl in that movie.
Oh, his one true love who's murdered in the beginning.
That's
so emotionally gripping. I'm with you.
And that's pretty close to head chopping off, too. So you'd get into that.
It's like I said, the women can die as long as there was some setup.
Okay. Here we go, guys. We only got a couple minutes to go. Let's speed it up here. Corey, you are next.
Okay. How about the Underworld movies with Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that one down. I have not seen those.
Okay.
Me either.
There's good action, good storyline.
Kate Beckinsale.
Plenty of gore for the guys.
Kate Beckinsale.
His favorite is Kate Beckinsale.
And there's Kate Beckinsale.
That's why I have a crush on Christian Bale, to get even.
Oh, by the way, there's Kate Beckinsale.
I got it in.
Wearing all black leather. Guys, I just want you to know there's Kate Beckinsale in Underworld wearing all black leather. And did I mention Kate Beckinsale?
A few thousand times.
All right, then.
Good job.
There we go. Okay, the next one. This you all know Patrick Neville?
Oh, yes.
Okay, he weighed in and said these two come from his wife, The Patriot.
Yes,
I have
and
that one
Troy.
Okay,
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Yes. Who's the star of Troy? Brad Pitt.
Yep, hard to go wrong there.
There you go, Brad Pitt. Okay, yes, Patrick, you won on both of those. Okay,
Marie? The Patriot had made my list too. So
good
job.
Love that movie.
Now this, I don't know if this is a guy movie, but it's the best date night movie that we have seen in recent years, and that was Game Night with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams.
That was funny.
That was funny.
It was like you in your fetal position in the movie theater chair. We were literally grabbing our armrests, weeping with laughter.
That's a good one.
That was funny. That was funny. Okay, Susan.
So reaching back a bit, how about Men in Black with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones?
I love those movies.
100%.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny. And I would say that's a guy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys, a buddy-buddy thing. Corey, you're up
shooting
next.
Things.
Yeah, I think, how about some sports movies? We haven't even talked about those. Hoosiers, Miracle, Rudy, Rocky. I mean, you get into the story because the characters are so gripping, but then you've got the sports, which is what the guys usually like.
Remember the Titans.
Yep.
Did I marry right, folks? She brought up Rocky. She brought up Rocky. All right. Thank you so much. This has been Rush to Reason in the second hour. Movies that guys, you know, guy movies that girls like to. Thank you, Marie Chavez. Thank you, Corey Pate, for joining us. Thanks for coming. Okay. And we are done with hour two. In hour three, we're going to bring in Casper Stockham, the next candidate for Colorado GOP chair. You are listening to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.